Corporations, limited liability companies, and partnerships, Section 5 to 15, a corporation, partnership, or limited liability company, LLC, may receive a broker's license under the following conditions. In a corporation, every corporate officer who actively participates in the organization's real estate activities must hold a managing broker license. In addition, every employee of the corporation who acts as a licensee on the corporation's behalf also must hold a license as a real estate broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. In a partnership, every general partner must hold a managing broker license. Every employee of the partnership who acts as a licensee on the partnership's behalf also must hold a license as a real estate broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. In a limited liability company, LLC, or limited liability partnership, LLP, every manager must hold a managing broker's license. Additionally, every employee of the LLC-LLP who acts as a licensee on the LLC-LLP's behalf also must hold a license as a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. No corporation, partnership, LLC, or LLP may be licensed to conduct a brokerage business if any individual broker, residential leasing agent, or group of brokers and/or residential leasing agents owns or directly or indirectly controls more than 49% of the shares of stock or ownership interest in the business entity. Residential Leasing Agents License, Article 5. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 provides for a residential leasing agent license for persons who wish to engage only in activities limited to the leasing of residential real property in which a license is required. This license allows such activities as leasing or renting residential real property, attempting, offering, or negotiating to lease or rent residential real property, or supervising the collection, offer, attempt, or agreement to collect rent for the use of residential real property. Licensed brokers and managing brokers do not need a residential leasing agent license for these activities. A limited residential leasing agent license applicant must meet the following requirements. Be at least 18 years of age. Be of good moral character. Have a high school diploma or its equivalent. Successfully complete a 15-hour residential leasing agent pre-license course. Pass the state's written leasing license examination. A residential leasing agent must be sponsored by a licensed real estate sponsoring broker. Period in which to obtain a residential leasing agent license. A person may engage in residential leasing activities for a period of 120 consecutive days without being licensed, so long as the person is acting under the supervision of a licensed real estate designated managing broker or sponsoring broker, and that broker or sponsoring broker has notified the department that the person is pursuing licensure. All education, examination, and fee requirements must be met during the 120-day period. An addition to RELA states that the education must commence by day 60 of the 120 days allowed for licensing. Section 5-5D. The Licensing Examination. Requirements to take the state exam. Applicants are eligible to take the residential leasing agent, broker, or managing broker examination only after they have met the education and age requirements. They must also be able to demonstrate that they have met the other requirements set out by the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 and any associated rules. The test may be administered only at times and places approved by the department. Each test taker must pay the required fee to the appropriate testing center but will forfeit the fee if failing to appear at the scheduled time, date, and place to take the exam following receipt and acknowledgement of one's application by the department or testing center. Candidates must register with the testing service in advance of the test and pay any fees to reserve a spot at one of many convenient locations throughout Illinois on a day that is convenient to them. All candidates must bring to the testing center two pieces of current identification. The first must be a driver's license with photograph, a passport or military identification with photograph, or an official state identification card with photograph. The second form of identification must display the name and signature of the candidate for signature verification. All examinations are given on a computer that displays all the test questions on a monitor and records all the answers. No special knowledge of computers is necessary. After completing the test, candidates are immediately informed if they passed or failed. Score reports will be emailed to candidates after the exam. A paper copy will no longer be provided after the exam. Passing candidates also receive a license application, including directions for applying for a real estate license. Passing candidates have 1 year in which to apply for a license, after which time a new examination will be required. Candidates who fail the examination will be told their score and are given diagnostic information in addition to directions on how to apply for a future test. Candidates who fail only one portion, either the state or national portion, of the exam are required to retake only the failed portion within 1 year. After 4 failures from the date that the first real estate test was taken, the applicant must successfully repeat all pre-license education before further testing. The 5th attempt to pass the exam is then treated by the department as if it were a first attempt, Section 5 of 35C. The Real Estate License. After passing the state exam, applicants will receive a score report sheet. Instructions to apply for the license are on the score report. IDFPR requires this score report sheet and course completion transcript be uploaded to the online services portal during application. A sponsoring broker is required to approve the application before a license will be issued by the state. Once a brokerage company has been selected by the person who has passed the state real estate broker exam, the applicant applies for the license with IDFPR online with their sponsoring broker. Their transcript should be uploaded as part of this application process. The licensee will receive an email back that they are licensed, and then they should print their license within a day or two. The license will specify whether the individual is authorized to act as a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. IDFPR issues the license online. This license authorizes the bearer to engage in appropriate licensed activities for the current license period. Licensees must carry this license or an electronic version of it when engaging in any of the activities for which a license is required by Illinois law. This license must be displayed upon request. What happens to your license when you change or leave firms? Section 5-40, Old Broker. When a licensee quits or the sponsoring broker or a designated managing broker terminates the licensee's employment with the sponsoring broker for any reason, the licensee must obtain her license from the employing broker at whose firm it has been kept. The licensee can terminate their license on their own. Once a licensee terminates their sponsorship with their sponsoring broker, their license becomes inactive until they find a new sponsoring broker. New broker. But if the licensee is simply changing brokers, the new sponsoring broker will immediately complete a change of sponsoring broker form online.